I started a while ago. Yeah.
Oh, really?
The podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Did all we get right. the thing where I called Adam a Jewish? I said, yeah, you're a Jap.
No, no one
Jewish
was, no
American
one was,
pussy.
No one was holding the microphone, so it was just a little bit of silence.
Oh, nice.
Well, anyway, guys.
Well, I had that
a really
burn.
Good one. Yeah.
I like it. I like it because, like, I don't know how to remove the noise floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like when you start the podcast and there's silence. It's like you get that warmth of a vinyl record.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Makes people think about, you know.
Oh yeah.
You got time.
Mm-hmm. You got to listen to us.
Changes that are happening.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fall's coming up.
The fall yeah. is coming.
Well, we are
another year.
We
another
are trying
year.
To get all of our pods on vinyl.
We're all almost 30 now.
You got to listen to us on analog.
Think back on all the relationships you've been through, how they got fucked up. They don't give a shit anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They don't care.
No.
You just want to take a nice train ride out to the aqueduct, smoke a little cigarillo, and bet on some ponies.
Yo, we should go to
we
bet
should
on
go
ponies.
There.
I have to go by myself.
Why? Me and Adam will go.
It's a personal thing.
Are you going to get into gambling?
I'm already into gambling.
Addiction?
Have you ever been
no,
into gambling?
Not.
No, I'm not really.
I did. I used to gamble as a 13-year-old. I used to gamble on football games and Texas Hold'em when everyone was in like into Hold'em.
I have a friend who's a degenerate gambler, and he lives in Connecticut, and he met his new girlfriend at Mohegan Sun.
Wow.
And she's also a degenerate gambler. So
oh, nice.
Sounds like he's gambling on love now.
There was a heroin nice. Addict. Yeah. I was my boss when I was a teenager.
At what job?
At Jerry's Subs and Pizza.
Hell yeah.
And he was also really into scratch-off lottery, and he was like, no, dude, there's a fucking way to... You know,
he had a system.
I got
for
a
scratch
system.
Off.
He did the scratch off lottery.
Nah, dog. If you do it with pennies instead of quarters, you win 25% more.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Oh yeah,
gambling is really sad.
Yep. Yeah. I've talked about my crazy grandfather who lost all his. What didn't go to birds went to the fucking lotto, and he never won. He won.
I'm really
everybody,
upset that
everybody's
it took 100
grandfather
episodes.
Was a degenerate gambler. That's just what grandpas do.
My other one was an alcoholic. He wasn't a gambler, though.
Yeah. My grandpa was, I remember for my, like, 8th birthday, I think. I can't remember which birthday it was, but he got me, a free desk calculator from the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. It's like something they just gave him for coming all the time.
Because he lost $400. They were like, here's a $3 calculator.
Yeah, yeah. I just said
that's hilarious. So one was a I had a gambler and alcoholic. We know you have one rapist grandfather. What about what else do you have? Who's on the other side?
My dad.
But
well,
that's
got
a type
gambling.
Of gambling, you know, gambling with the law.
Okay, so gambler / rapist. Who's the other one?
What are you talking about? The
like,
other grandfather?
Yeah, give us a little background.
I heard he was a very weak man and he got bullied by his wife. I never met him. I just heard it. I just heard about his weakness. It's
that's
legendary.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So we know what you inherited both of them.
My mom's mom used to do this thing after her husband died when my parents were dating or like a young couple, where she had a man's watch in the house, and she would leave it on the bedside table.
Oh my god!
Next to
just to simulate
the other side
him?
Of the table. To, like, make my parents think that she was getting dick.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
She was a weird lady.
Is that the one who
she was notoriously
divorced a bunch?
No, no. This is my mom's.
Really?
She was also notoriously cheap, and she'd, like,
oh, shocker.
She'd have us over for dinner. She was the most cheap person in the family.
Oh,
she'd
my
have
God.
Us over for dinner, and she'd buy a piece of meat, and, like, the running joke would be, like, she'd take it out of the oven. As you know, when you cook meat, it shrinks.
Yeah.
She would always say, oh, you should have seen the size of it
before
I put it in.
That's what I say about my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
When it gets hard.
Well, it's
like
opposite.
It's like a little pot roast. It shrinks when it gets hard.
But, like, it would be hilarious. I'd have to go over to her house for dinner because she moved to Vegas before she died. And she'd give us, like, you know, 3 peas, like a carrot.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it was like...
Good God.
It was like, yeah. It was,
so she really lived up to the Jewish
country,
hype.
Old country Jewish.
Oh,
you know?
That's awesome.
I mean, even though she was South African, it was like...
South African.
It was like that generation's...
Which country? The bank?
No.
Ha ha.
Yeah, yeah. No, the...
Is that where
Africa.
They lived? At
that's
the bank?
Good. That's good.
No, but like that whole generation is almost completely dead now.
You know what I love God, in Philly? Yeah. There's the U.S. Mint where they make the pennies. And then directly upwind is the Jewish American History Museum.
Upwind.
Upwind. Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah. We got a pennies. Great location right next to the bakery.
That's so funny. Just walking through that neighborhood.
Yeah, I was all drunk at like 11 o'clock in the morning when I made that discovery.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. In Philly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Hey, come here. I got to tell you something. I'm part of the field trip. I'm not part of the field trip, but I could be. I went to school. Let me relive my childhood via your field trip. I promise I won't breathe in any of the kids' mouths.
You're just alone in the back of the line.
Nah, I went in the mid. There was literally no one in there.
Mm.
I did. I'd walk through it. That's like a very shitty place to tour. It's the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia.
Wait, you can just take pennies?
No, you can't do any of that.
Adam.
You'd fucking.
Okay, sorry, I was just asking you for.
You go in. You go up an escalator. There's a single hallway filled with a couple of plaques and windows into like the, you know, where they stamp out the sheets of pennies and cut them or whatever. And then you go down another escalator that exits through the gift shop, and that's pretty much it.
Nice.
You know,
can you
not,
buy like penny T-shirts?
They have a gift shop, and then when I went into the gift shop,
that'd be a nice gift for me.
When I went into the gift shop, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Shut up, please.
I'm sorry,
dude. He went into a gift shop. Can we figure out how this ends, please?
I know it's not even that good of a story, but you have to like keep making this T-shirt joke over and over again.
I just made it once.
No, you said it two or three times.
You
said, is there a penny T-shirt? That would be a good birthday present for me.
I like the range of Adam impressions we have on the show.
I appreciate that. That was the least gay impression
This
you've
is
ever
me
done.
Trying to save money. This is me thinking I'm funny. It's the different modes of Adam.
It's true. I am
Dr.
like
Dr. Pussy.
I'm like that movie
Mr.
Inside Out. I got all different types of things inside of
That's
me.
That's good. Yeah. Mostly man's.
You're like
cum.
That movie In-N-Out where Kevin Kline.
He's gay. He's not gay.
He thinks he's gay, and then he turns out he's not gay. He just he likes drama.
Is that the plot of a movie?
The plot of the movie is like there's some gay guy that becomes famous,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, I just really want to thank my high school English teacher who was the first gay person I knew, you know, back in my small town in Maine or whatever. And Kevin Kline plays the teacher, and he's like, he thinks I'm gay? And everyone's like,
really?
Yeah, and everyone's like, yeah, we all thought you were gay. And he's
That's
like,
hilarious.
Maybe I'm gay.
And he starts sucking cock
to
see?
Yeah, he goes on like a little truck stop tour.
Nice.
Getting hogged out by a couple of convoy boys.
Yeah, goes to a bunch of bathrooms.
You know.
Hell yeah,
and
dude.
And then, you know, he does enough burning the candle on both ends, gets diagnosed with HIV, gets fired from the job at the school.
He actually gets AIDS?
No.
Oh,
I'm making a much better movie.
Yeah.
So it's just a movie about a guy who sucks cock in his 40s?
I'm imagining a movie called The Teacher.
Nice.
Directed by me.
It's just gay porn.
Yeah, but you know it's Oscar worthy.
Oh, of course, brother.
In fact, the name of the main character is Oscar winner.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. Yeah.
So when they read it off,
the movie opens and it's in sepia tone, right?
Of course.
But then there's neon highlighting, so it's a visual style where you say, "What is this? Is the past? Is it the future?"
Oh, yes.
It's a little bit of both, guys. It's about the dichotomy of you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We see a bathroom. There's a trans person just covered in fucking needles like a porcupine.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Just got hypodermic needles sticking out of them. They're overdosing, and then a Republican is having sex with the trans person's mouth.
Oh.
And then they go, don't tell anybody about this. I'm a Republican senator.
That is
and they
powerful.
Leave. And then a black guy comes in and he says something racist about Chinese people.
Oh.
And someone says, you can't say that. You're black. And he's like, yeah, it makes you think, doesn't it?
Whoa. They can be racist,
too. They're not all friends.
They're not all friends. Exactly.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I thought then, all minorities were friends. Yeah.
And then a white girl moves to Bushwick, and a Puerto Rican guy teaches her how to have sex.
Wait, that's a movie. Did you see that movie?
Yeah,
yeah.
These are all movies, Adam. I'm creating the greatest.
Oh, you're doing Crash, I guess, the last
I'm
one.
Creating the greatest movie of all time. Oh, if you yeah, would yeah. just allow me to direct, please, not fucking interrupt. Your what job if... is to bring people bagels from wherever your secret little place is.
What is the...
That's your job on this production.
Do you have a secret bagel place?
Of course he does.
Of course I have a secret bagel
Can I know
place?
Where it is?
He volunteered there with a little organization known as the IDF. His secret bagel
yep,
place.
Paratroopers. Best.
I love this idea for this movie.
Yeah. Anyhow. Yeah. And then Oscar winner is the gay guy in the middle of it.
Beautiful.
Played by, I don't know, let's say that dude from 12 Years a Slave. Chichito.
Chinewe.
Chinchilla. Chipotle.
Chinua Achebe.
Chinua Chinua Chipotle.
Things Fall Apart.
Oscar
That's
winner.
The guy who wrote Things Fall Apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what, Maharaja Ali? Is that the guy's name? No, that's Moonlight.
The Maharaji Yogi. He was the guy that gave the Beatles LSD for the first
time. Really? Was it an Indian guy?
No, I think that's after the LSD. They wanted to like learn how to trip
without drugs.
What
do you call an Indian guy that does acid?
What?
That might be too... Micro Dothead? Is that too bad? Is that too racist?
A little bit of acid. That's good.
Yeah.
That's no, that checks out. Yeah, the Mint does seem like a shitty-ass place to take a field trip, though, dude.
I don't know.
My favorite shit
no,
was
No, this wasn't a field trip. This is me by myself
drunk.
As an adult man drunk at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Why were you in Philly?
I was working Helium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
That used to be one of my favorite clubs to go to.
I've never done it.
I can't anymore.
Why?
I'm banned from Philadelphia.
For what reason?
Yeah, they kicked me out.
For what?
Believe it or not, I was somehow too racist for Philadelphia.
No. That's not possible.
Dude, that was fake, dude.
That's not possible.
It's real.
You were too racist?
I was. I got too real in old Philadelphia.
Damn, bro.
You got kicked out of Geno's for being
too racist. I said
Ben
Franklin's gay.
Don't you never talk about no Franklin like that. Don't you never talk about Benny Franks like that.
Ben Spanklin. Ben Spank Banklin.
Oh, nice. It's him beating off.
He invented remembering things to jack off to.
No joke. Franklin probably had a pretty good spank bank. Did for like back in the day.
You keep trying to sell this Ben. You keep trying
I love
to
Ben
sexualize
Franklin.
Ben Franklin.
I love
oh,
him.
He was a horny man.
He was
from
a horny
history.
Guy.
I'm sure he
He's
was.
He's a fat
yeah.
horny guy. It you know, with glasses, bald,
yeah.
which I have now claimed on this episode. Yeah. I'll claim that I'm bald. But next episode, I'm going back to the bit where I say I'm never bald. I have a lot in common with Ben Franklin, dude. Glasses.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a bald ponytail
at some point.
Ben Franklin
was a fucking idiot, dude.
Take
a,
it back.
No, he was an inventor.
Postmaster General.
One of the shittiest. First of all.
You like stamps, motherfucker? He invented that.
Bifocals.
Bifocals. Bisexuals.
The idea to not just allow parcel service to be privatized immediately set back.
Nah.
Postage in the United States.
Wow. Absolutely not. Wow. Get that libertarian take out of here.
Libertarian.
They're
the fucking worst
baby.
Service. USPS. You compare it to any one of the other ones. They
well,
have no accountability.
Is because of the Republicans.
Yep.
Thank and now you, USPS Adam. Is subsidized. All the big carriers get their arms twisted into.
Nah, I feel like there's an argument against this, but
the
I don't know it.
Yeah, you don't.
My
know
college girlfriend loved the postal service, and she had a lot of facts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna text her, and then next episode. I'm going to come back at you.
She's going to be like, oh, that fat faggot is trying to find another excuse to talk to me again. And this time he's using the post office. I got into an argument with a libertarian. Tell me some reasons why the post office is good.
Yes.
And then whatever much taller, not bald, not fat guy is
no,
currently...
he is fat.
Currently reaching depths that you could only dream of.
Absolutely not.
Inside of that sweet wet hole.
I fuck with beautiful finesse
no,
and artistry.
Don't.
Absolutely I do.
No, you don't.
That's what I'm looking forward to with my new room because
mm-hmm.
my old room
his dick just like smooches the tip of the pussy
first of all
it.
I of course my
it's
dick
like a,
does
it,
smooch
his
but
dick,
that's part
his
of the that's part of it
of that, technically. Yeah.
Adam has seen my dick and he said it's bigger than he thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, I've said
that doesn't
record.
Mean anything.
It means something, buddy. I'll take it.
I thought it would be like a car accident down there,
but it was nice and smooth, you know. A good skin tone.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's dark. It's olive skinned. You know?
Yeah.
And listen, I know my angles. I know what I'm doing in there. You know, I'm excited to maybe fuck, you know, really let it. Because before my old mm-hmm. room, the walls would shake because it was a fake room.
Yeah.
And you know I'm getting it in. Mm-hmm. So now I got a full wall. Maybe I'll put my feet on the wall. Maybe I'll fuck like 1 foot up on the wall, dude. Acrobatic style.
Does Ryan have a lot of sex in your house?
I have not heard him fuck once.
Really?
I've heard Eldest fuck.
Maybe he has quiet sex, Ryan.
I wonder how Shut fucks.
I've lived with a couple the last 3 years, and I haven't heard them have sex once.
Really?
No. I don't know about if it's an acoustics thing.
It's probably an acoustics. They're on the other side of the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you should put a microphone in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, I have cameras in there. Yeah. Yeah. Just to make sure they're okay.
Yeah. Oh,
it's,
yeah.
They're like, Adam, is this a baby monitor in our room? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, what the fuck is this doing in there? And you're like, it's for a baby. I'm like, but we don't have a baby. I'm like, yeah, but what if you do?
So true.
You're going to want it at some point. It's not like I have any ability to monitor it now. There's no baby in there.
Mm-hmm.
I lived with that guy, John, in D.C., who used to hear... You know, me and my ex-girlfriend have sex. Nice. We had no walls in that place.
Yeah. So no walls while you're hitting them back walls. Am I right, brother? Right.
Dude, that's only, yeah. So, I mean, my rent was, you know, $600 instead of $1,000.
That's tight.
So,
and you fucked loudly.
For a guy to beat off every time I have sex with my girlfriend.
That's a good trade-off. I'll you think he was beating off to that?
I think there was a chance he was.
Really?
He was the dude that was like, when we were like waiting in line to get into a bar once, he just like turned to me and he goes, I love to wait.
He loves waiting?
Yeah, so
what
weird.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Howard, that's your activity is killing time?
He likes, wait. Yeah, he's like, I like post offices,
oh my
supermarkets,
God.
I love waiting.
That's
and I was like,
bizarre.
Yeah, it was really strange. And then, like, he was also the admin of the Seltzer fan page
that
on
guy,
Facebook.
I remember
yeah.
that guy. Yeah, that he dude, definitely yeah. beat off to you fucking, for
yeah.
sure.
I mean, if it saved $400.
The only thing
a month,
I remember about that guy is there was one night we did some show at, like, there was only, like, Funny Moms or something. And, like, Marty had to wear a costume.
Yeah.
So he put the costume
oh,
on. And
I
like
remember
changed,
that.
He like Marty like changed shirts to put the costume on in some like hallway next to the stage. And then fucking hours later, like 6 hours later, we're at your apartment hanging out, smoking weed, and I'm sitting there next to John and then Marty, who's across from me. And I'm not I was pretty fucked up, so I wasn't saying anything. And John had not said anything. And then he just says to Marty, like, hey, Marty, you got pretty nice abs, dude. I saw you changing earlier. And it was like the only... And then Marty's like autistic, so he's like...
What does that mean? You know? What do you mean I have nice abs?
Didn't know how to respond to it. And me and Sarah were the only people that saw it, and we just started like crying.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
One time I saw him in the living room, like just looking at this piece of paper, and I could tell after like a few minutes he was drawing, and I said, what are you drawing? And he said, I'm drawing a mattress, but very zoomed in.
And also, we didn't talk about like, it what? Enough, but yeah, what the fuck is that? Just a block? Like what the was, fuck?
But very zoomed in.
Also, like...
He should be on this
the
podcast,
fact that
dude.
He was the he admin of Seltzer.
We gotta fire like, we gotta fire Stav and bring on
he
John.
Just created John? He just created the he just made a page for Seltzer,
yeah,
and then linked all the information from the Wikipedia,
yeah yeah
and
yeah.
He was just the admin,
yeah,
for
it's
it.
Like when Facebook started having like pages,
right,
things.
Right, right.
He just said,
he just took it upon
himself. He heard
himself.
About that. He said, "Well," and then I said, "John, we don't have seltzer in the house. Like, I've never even seen you drink seltzer." He's like, "No, I think it's okay."
Yeah, was he wasn't like, even a
he
fan.
Wasn't even that big.
That was the best part.
He wasn't even that much into seltzer water. But he just felt inclined when he found out you can make a page to make the seltzer. Make the seltzer.
Damn, what's Johnny up to these days, bro?
I don't know. He lives in D.C. I don't know what he's doing.
Let's find
he
him.
He's like some sort of Fed or...
Oh, is he a snitch?
No, no.
Is he a federale?
He was pretty woke, dude. He was like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like kind of Occupy woke.
Nice.
You know, but I remember I was making fun of Occupy, and he was like, actually... It changed my life, so
oh,
and
nice.
I was like, all right, I'm not sorry, dude.
That's legalize
first of all,
it.
Supporting Occupy isn't woke.
That's
not like a woke thing.
Well,
it's
that's
pre-woke.
Like he's like a drum circle.
Everyone, like a lot of people, fucking supported Occupy. That's not the woke. That's we're now letting woke mean too many things because it's a specific type of shitty behavior.
No, woke has multiple applications.
But I will say that was like a precursor. A lot of people that were Occupy bros. Became woke, bro. Like,
SJ Dubs.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of splintered off.
Yeah,
I think.
I wouldn't say so.
No,
no.
You don't think a big faction that were people that were kind of like SJs?
No, yeah, no? I don't.
Well, a lot of SJ Dubs are like people that just take that terminology and language in order to call out people they don't like, you know? So it's like, you know, if you don't like Hillary, you're a racist, right, or a sexist, you know? It's just people using terminology,
yeah,
that came from academics.
You're right, because I guess the Occupy people were actually doing something.
Well, they didn't know what they were doing, but they were doing.
Yeah, they were actually like
they don't know what they're doing. That's like Fox News bullshit.
No,
yeah. At the same time, no, because Fox spent a lot of time trying to get the message out, and like the mainstream media as a whole, that Occupy was just a bunch of fucking dirty hippies that don't know what they want. They just don't want to work. And they have a problem with the economy. No, that was the at the same exact time they were pretending like the Tea Party was this coherent,
right,
you know,
no, that's
large
true
movement that was happening.
That was in the Tea Party. I remember when they were passing Obamacare in 2008. I went down to the Capitol when I was living in D.C. and there was literally 23 people outside. Michelle Bachmann was talking to them.
Damn, remember that fucking idiot?
There was like 20
and her gay ass husband.
There was like 20 or 30 old people, like fat old people, that were protesting. And then there were like, I remember seeing on the news, there was like guerrilla cams going through the crowd to make it look like fucking 1,000 people were there.
Right.
And that
right
same day, there was a march for illegal immigrants on the Mall. And there had to have been 20,000 illegal immigrants on the Mall, and not a single news network covered
it. Well, fuck it. If illegal immigrants want coverage, they can start their own news network.
Thank you. I
no, but actually,
it's CNN, but it's SI.
Occupy, Occupy. What we found was that they had a decentralized power structure, and they couldn't make any clear demands. So it was that they couldn't figure out what
they wanted a lot of shit.
They wanted a lot of shit, and
first of all, that's a bullshit criticism. About any kind of like social unrest, and say, oh, we don't have clear demands and it's decentralized.
No, hold on.
That's the kind of bullshit they lob at like Black Lives Matter or anything else.
No, that's not true.
It's absolutely true.
They didn't have great messaging. That is true. That was part of the problem.
Productive thing to come out of Occupy was the terminology 99%. That is something that's still used and that came out of the Occupy movement.
Yeah.
And that actually like put in context like wealth disparity, and it was like a very like positive messaging. Like
I think they did release like some kind of 23-point plan at some point eventually, but it was late in the, you know, it was after months
of
protesting.
Was sympathetic. I went up to New York. I was living in D.C. I went up to Zuccotti Park and like I checked it out. You know, and then it was just like a ton of Chinese tourists like on the periphery taking pictures. It was like cops and Chinese tourists. And then, you know, fucking, you know, whatever. People out there. I'm not saying that it was a bad thing necessarily.
You're saying it's a bad thing. You're saying it was
bad. You're anti-Occupy, dude. That's fucked up.
I'm not anti-Occupy.
Dude, did you know, Adam, that kind of Bane... He's kind of like an Occupy guy. Have you ever considered that?
I don't know
that?
If you've seen the
have you ever considered
Dark Knight
that?
Rises, but...
that analogy?
I don't like that movie because the implication is that people who are jacked are bad.
Yeah, that's true. And need to use... You know those like training... What are those Bane masks that people use for training?
The point they of cut that? Off your
oxygen.
It reduces
oxygen. The amount of oxygen you have available to you.
So it like helps your lungs grow or something?
Well, no. If you have like a limited amount of oxygen being pumped into your bloodstream, your body will create more red blood cells to adapt.
Mm. Whoa.
So then when you take the mask off, it's able to... Yeah, I mean...
It's like high altitude training, basically.
Similar,
like
yeah.
Thinner air, yeah. No, but I actually, speaking of Chris Nolan, I
saw the new put one. A weightlifting belt around my neck.
Yes.
Yes.
And then it doesn't
David
make me
Carradine
stronger,
style.
But yeah, I do come.
Yeah.
Which is the most important part of going to the gym.
I love those fat guys that just wear weight belts everywhere, or like the back.
The brace.
The
yeah.
braces everywhere.
What are those pants called?
What do you mean? Wear a like a lifting belt everywhere?
You mean
laborers that have to wear it, or
yes, I love that look.
Oh
yeah, all the fat contractors might
use that. We're
around
Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All the factory guys.
Yeah.
It's a good look. It keeps the fat stomach up, and you know, it's like a bra for your fat shit.
Yeah, I saw Dunkirk though, and that was sick.
I'm trying to see it.
It was really good, and I don't like Christopher Nolan movies, but it was like. My objection is like when I saw Interstellar was like he was trying to like display love, but he doesn't understand love because I think he's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And like the only love he understands is like, I
machines.
Think
machines.
No, I think it's like sibling love, but like it's or
is
you
he married?
I think he's, I just don't think, it's just like at the end of Interstellar, like when the lady, when the daughter is like an old lady and then her dad comes back to visit her and they see each other for like 20 seconds. She's been like waiting her whole life to see fucking Matthew McConaughey again.
Oh, damn.
And
spoiler.
He's been like traveling through time to see her and they're like, oh, what's up? And then she like died. You know, like it's like not that big a deal. It's like he doesn't understand, I think, being a human.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
But Dunkirk was sick because it was minimal
about
dialogue
war.
And it was just really sick like
dog fights
in the air. It was like, and he's technically a great director and he works with a great director of photography and like he's like, it was, I thought it was pretty dope, dude. I really enjoyed it. Tom Hardy was sick in
ooh,
it.
What does he play?
The like fighter pilot, the dope
hell
fighter
yeah,
pilot.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck with Tom Hardy, dude.
Yeah, I like Tom Hardy a lot.
I want to be.
Who played Bane? You know, he was Bane.
What?
Yeah.
Nick, how are you doing, man? I feel like.
I'm right. I didn't see Dunkirk.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, dude.
It's all right. I just didn't see it. So.
Yeah, well, you would have liked it.
Good report on the
you
movie.
Can't see
it's
movies
good.
Anymore because you have to see them on your TV to justify
that's
all the
true.
Money you spent.
Yeah, I mean.
You can't go to the theater.
Yeah, I want. Remember I said let's go see Dunkirk and you're like, wait till it comes out on Blu-ray?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, why not?
Because it'll be
I
fun,
don't have
dude.
To worry about getting bed bugs in some bullshit New York theater where it costs $17 and then, you know, everything's
to the
a fucking draft house now, which
yeah.
like was cool in Austin when it wasn't super expensive and now it's $15 for admission to the draft
right.
house.
Oh, it was $20 to do
yeah,
Dunkirk.
I mean,
Jesus.
The
yeah,
amount of fucking money
millimeter.
You have to spend on a movie now is like, I'm just not doing it. I mean, let the theaters die. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's why they have to do that. It has to be draft house because, like, the concession stand is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
$8
popcorn.
Which, like, you think is like, oh, this is just them ripping you off. It's the only way the theater can make any fucking money.
Right, right, right.
Because the studios keep all the money from
model.
The ticket
yeah.
sales. The studios made it clear 4 years ago, they were like, we need to get it to $20 a person a ticket.
Jesus fucking Christ.
When I was 15, it was $8 for an adult ticket.
Yep.
So
not
16.
Even a it was $5 for a matinee.
Yeah, $6. When I was 21 yeah. or 21, I went to a theater in Detroit and it was 75 cents for a fucking matinee.
What
ticket.
The fuck?
Yeah. But that's like those
that's
are like
Detroit,
dollar
though.
Theaters though, right?
Yeah, they were dollar.
It wasn't for like new
I love
shit.
A nice dollar theater, dude.
Dollar theaters are dope.
It smells bad in there.
Yeah,
the
I love
popcorn's
it.
Popcorn's like
there's
$4.
There's an old guy jacking off in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben O'Brien went to see Twilight at a dollar theater, and it was like in fucking in like Beltway Movie 6. Shouts out to Beltway Movie 6.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like all white trash girls in blankets, like they're wearing what's that? What was the guy's name? The main character?
Edward.
Yeah, it was like they were wearing snuggies with his face on
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
That's how you got to go see one of those movies. I remember my mom took me to see Birdcage in a dollar movie theater.
That's such a good movie.
Just because Nathan Lane. I don't think she knew how gay it was.
Really? That movie is so fucking
and
good.
Stuart Little in that same, in Beltway Movie 6.
Stuart Little?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It was named after, his last name is actually because of your penis.
Dude, I got fucking yelled at the Alamo, though, when I was seeing Dunkirk, because Ari and I selected seats in the front. We thought they were in the back.
Oh, I hate that
And then we
shit.
Moved back to an empty seat, like, once the trailer started, not, like, once the, you know. The movie was starting, and then they made me go down to the front desk and, like, switch our code
what?
On our tickets, because it's all, like, reserved seating.
That's fucking
yeah.
lame.
And I, like, almost missed the beginning of the movie. It's, like, it's fucking stupid. Whatever.
Fuck
this
them,
is boring.
What are, yeah. Do you have any other complaints? Have you any other bad customer
I went
service?
To I went to see, I think, Captain America 2 or Iron Man 2 or something. Went with Norman for his birthday a couple mm-hmm. years ago, and it was in Texas, and it was at some, like, because the Alamo Draft House didn't have assigned seating at the time, I don't
mm-hmm.
think.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first place we went with assigned seating. They had leather recliners.
Hell yeah.
And then also, like, they bring food to you, which
hell
is just
yes.
so fucking excessive. You shouldn't eat while reclined.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're just eating on your chest.
You're eating on your fucking chest.
I disagree.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's a like, the whole process is
that's
gross.
The whole point of life.
And we went to this fucking, some other kind of draft house, and it's assigned seating. And we get there, and there's a family with an autistic boy next to us. It's like 12-year-old autistic boy that has to quietly explain to himself everything that's happening in the movie.
Oh, no.
So, you know, he's like, that's the bad guy. Now the bad guy's going to come back. Now they're going to go over there. Now he's upset. He's upset. Now the girl's upset, too. Now they're doing better. You know, the entire fucking
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
And at one point, some guy like five rows in front. Oh, yeah. And then the mom and the sister he's with, the mom just leans over and goes, David, let us know when you're done. And they just leave him there. Halfway
what?
Through the movie, they fucking walk out.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And they leave their, you know,
I mean,
sweet, slow boy.
You gotta get, I mean, it's gotta, you kind of see where they're coming from. They get 40 minutes without everything narrated.
Yeah, I guess. So they leave.
No, mom's leaving.
Yeah.
Some guy four rows in front of him fucking sneezes and he goes, bless you. Like just halfway across the movie theater. God bless you. I mean, that movie fucking sucked anyways, but...
Which one was it?
I don't know. It was like either Iron Man 2 or Captain... One of those awful fucking Marvel
The one where
movies.
Mickey Rourke is the fucking villain?
I guess, dude. Those movies fucking suck. I'm never going to go see another superhero movie.
They're all the fucking same. It's all paint by numbers. Although, dude, the one where Thor fights Hulk that's about to come out, that looks pretty
tight. No, that looks... It's going to be stupid. I haven't seen anything about it, but just like the premise alone. Yeah, super strong people punching each other across the city over and over again. That sounds incredibly fucking
boring. It's actually an alien fighting ring, so you sound pretty fucking stupid right now.
Yeah, and it's a god versus a guy that...
Gamma radiation.
Gamma radiation.
And they got a little hat on the Hulk.
Nobody.
He gets a hat?
He gets a little hat.
What kind of hat?
It's cute, dude. It's like a
little
crown.
Like a baseball cap?
Like
or
a crown.
Oh, that's cute.
Those movies suck.
Well,
they're all fucking terrible movies.
The Avengers.
And that's the thing is like Logan came out and everyone was raving about
Logan.
Logan
ruled.
Logan
they were like,
cool.
Oh, Logan's amazing. Logan's just not a piece of shit. And
I
it kind of falls
plane.
Apart
that's
halfway
fair.
Through. It's like, you know, you can watch Hugh Jackman work his way through a fucking Diana Ball hangover and regret his dark past for the first 45 minutes. And it's like, yeah, okay, the girl's a Wolverine. You know, there's no surprise there.
Yep.
You know, it's just going to be a girl Wolverine.
So what?
They don't really ever have any kind of relationship, really.
They sort of do.
No,
well,
they
don't.
They
never knew each other.
That's the closest
they don't,
got the
yeah,
family,
but
dog.
There's nothing, there's no relationship that really builds between the two of them. It's like you got to help me. I won't do it. Okay, I will. Which is the plot of every fucking movie. Nobody in any movie, nobody ever says sure when somebody asks them something of them. They
mm-hmm.
say no at first.
They're reluctant.
And then they come back around.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know what? I mean, because I'm nitpicking, but like Logan
people.
Was just fucking okay.
Nah, dude,
and those movies
are
so, all those fucking movies suck so much now that all it takes is one okay movie and people are like, this is a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, dude, but come on.
I would rather just watch Hugh Jackman do fucking steroids and lift weights.
You know what?
Just make that movie. Make that fucking movie. Let's find out what Wolverine's real healing power is being able to recover in 24 hours from 700-pound deadlifts because he's got so much HGH in his fucking forearm.
Dude, come on. Actually, you know, when we talked about last time you cried, it might have legitimately been Logan.
You
he finds love. At the end, finally.
Then he dies.
You know?
And the kids are such good kids. They're such
cute,
good boys.
That little black kid.
They're so
who,
cute.
Who, like, shocks people, that little fat black guy.
Yeah, oh, the fat
oh,
black kid
God,
is adorable.
Oh, my God, dude. He was so fucking cute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the little fucking Mexican Wolverine girl, she was great.
Oh, she was cute, too.
And
yeah.
He finds family, dude. Why are you sad?
I thought it was cool that
why didn't that affect you
Xavier
emotionally?
Xavier was having like those
yeah,
brain,
his brain was fucked up.
Those brain fuck ups, and then everything would go like
and it's slow, and he's fighting.
Yeah,
and
cool.
They're slicing people up. You know, that's my rebuttal to all your well thought out points.
I'm gonna go with stop. And also, I saw the Avengers movie. What didn't make sense to me about that was like they had wildly different skill. Like one guy was a god.
Yeah.
One guy's an Iron Man, like, mech.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one is bow and arrow.
Yeah, that, of course. That's
like,
so
what the
weird.
Fuck? Jeremy Renner's just good
he's
at
a
bow
guy
and
who
arrow?
Shoots arrows.
Like, what? That's nowhere near
it's
as...
bullshit.
Yeah. Why is he get to be in the crew?
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is just, like, a spy, but no
yeah,
superpowers.
Yeah, she's like... She's
they would
a
both
spy.
Get their shit split immediately.
Yeah.
Her, the regular guys. Captain America's tight. You know, he's a good old American boy.
Yeah, he's a puncher and he has a
shield.
He
punches hard. Dude.
He's a puncher.
And his shield is mad. He's like hard as shit, dude.
Captain America doesn't have any weapons besides a shield, right?
Yeah, but he punches
which
hard.
Is just that's like America. Like we're like we don't you know.
Yep.
We're
we've
just
never
defending
been the aggressor.
Ourselves.
We've never been the aggressor anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
We've never. We just preemptively defend ourselves in like Syria, Iraq.
What I like about Captain America is that's like not the highest rank in the military.
Yeah,
it's sort of just in the middle.
Yeah. He's not a lieutenant or a general.
General
lieutenant
America.
Is lower than captain.
Oh, I don't know.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, it goes, so be quiet and let me do the bit rather than trying to take it away from me.
I was just...
After, hey, here's the premise. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Adam's turn to do the joke.
Do your joke.
No, go for it. Yeah, he's not a lieutenant. You're right.
All
right,
so the thing about Captain America is that...
Fuck
like,
you. That was a good bit.
That's
I was
like
looking
not
forward
even the
to
best
it, Adam.
One.
As I'm gonna be the I'm like the Greek chorus and I'm gonna take the part of the listener
uh-huh.
and I'm mad you ruined that bit.
I feel
excited.
Bad. I do feel bad.
I was
Nick
excited.
Feel bad.
With Nick yeah. about to go on a little roll there.
Do your bit. Do
no,
it's
right.
over. The fucking it's momentum's good. Gone. It was gonna be good.
I'm sorry, dude. I shouldn't have said lieutenant. I know that you know all the jobs in the army and I don't know
sergeant
I don't know the jobs.
Corporal.
Cook.
There you go. Stav's got it. None of those are the officer ranks though.
Okay. Sergeant so private is the lowest.
Private is the lowest.
Then sergeant.
What
then
it depends on whether you're talking about
what
the
about
Marines
lieutenant?
Or the army.
What about lieutenant?
That's just how the British say lieutenant.
Well that's
they
how
say
I say
it that
it.
Way.
I say it the British
yeah,
way.
Say
of course
lieutenant.
You fucking piece of shit.
I say it the British way. Personally.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Just like you said, lever, you fucking cock. I'm still mad about that.
Yes.
Lever, you piece of shit.
No.
Yeah. Sergeant, grand wizard.
Yeah.
Dragon.
10th prestige grand wizard.
Okay.
Grand poobah.
Grand poobah. We got to bring the poobahs back. Who was there ever a poobah?
Of course. There was a grand poobah.
From where? Where was he from?
It was Palestine. He came up
really?
With the Holocaust.
Nice.
No, that's just real history.
Really?
Hitler met with the Grand Poobah of Palestine, and he said, here's how
they were like, we got some ideas.
We
got
to do the Holocaust to trick Jews into coming here so that we can kill all of them.
I don't know. I think he was the Grand Mufti.
No,
it
was the Grand Poobah.
No, it was Grand Mufti.
It's the Grand Poobah.
The Grand Muffy?
Mufti.
Mufti.
You think the Mufti yeah. muff dived?
Huh? Yeah, he
probably
ate
not.
Puss.
A Mufti no, doesn't not. Eat pussy.
Yeah.
Probably fucks young boys.
What are other jobs in the army, though?
It's captain, and then the biggest one is a five-star general, right?
Yeah.
It goes captain, major, and then general.
Major's good. That's
so
good
captain's
name.
Third from top.
Major, America.
Well, captain, major, colonel. Captain, major, lieutenant, colonel, general is at the top.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant.
One-star general, two-star generals. How do you get more stars once you're at the general
you
level?
You just move up. And then they have, like, if there's subdivisions in that, so it's like... You have Brigadier General.
Ooh,
I think that's
Brigadier's
like
a
one.
A cool
that's like
name.
A one-star general. I think.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And then
I'd want to stop at Brigadier, dude.
Yeah, Brigadier General, then like Lieutenant General, then General, and then General of the Army. And I think General of the Army is four stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's five-star generals.
Is that in the Joint Chiefs?
There's five-star generals, which are only George Washington and Pershing, I think. And that's that. Their title is General of the Armies of the United States.
Hell yeah, dude!
I think.
Wait, so, like, Patton was never up there.
Patton was a four-star general.
He was four.
Bitch.
Yeah, they don't, there's not, in during world the World War II era, there was a shit ton of four-star generals.
Yeah.
And so they went back and created, I think, the five-star general rank for Washington, and then I think Pershing.
Who's Pershing?
Pershing was a general around the turn of the century in World War I.
Oh.
I think he was the head of the Allied forces, land forces in like World War One in the European.
How hard was World War One? You just dig a trench, you shoot fucking krauts until they're dead.
You can get disease though. You
get trench foot.
Yeah, but you could also get
Andre the Giant, too big to fight in World War One.
The British they have marshals. They have field marshals.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love their stores. Great deals.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a four-star Ross of the,
yeah,
Ross dress for less. Yeah.
I'm a TJ Maxx. General Maxx.
TJ Maxx is like the robot soldier from the future. And a fucking laser eye.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, what about in the Navy?
Patrols, the bed, the bath, and the beyond.
Yeah.
The Navy's got funny ones. It's like... This is almost as good as the alphabet episode.
Yeah, no, it's worse. Yeah.
Trying to remember military ranks. Dude, I had fucking like military nerds hit me up with the alphabet one. They're like, pissing me off. You don't remember the fuck, you know.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, I don't
you
care.
You don't remember from secret Green Beret training, dude?
No. They, in
you
fact,
failed
they,
alphabet.
I didn't fail alphabet. They specifically train you to forget all that shit so when you're captured, you have plausible
like
deniability.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Smart.
You know, first of all, look, I work for the CIA Special Activities Division, so I'm not even technically military anymore.
Oh,
where are they sending you next, dude? It's you got to fucking destabilize a country.
This podcast
right?
to create and inspire the alt right to subvert, you know, the black Muslim president that the deep state actually hates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
not Trump, who's a distraction.
Interesting.
From the real president, who's black and Muslim.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. There's a secret president?
Of course Obama's still the secret president.
I didn't know
he
that.
He expanded all this executive power, and then we let some moron get in that you'll get more mad about than Obama.
Whoa.
While Obama passed a law last year in plain sight of everyone that says he's president forever.
I didn't know
it
that.
It was signed with Christian children's blood.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This is all real.
I didn't know that. The
you
most
didn't
fucking
hear that?
Binding ink there is, Christian
yeah.
children's
blood.
Yeah,
the
blood.
Globalists all, like, made him. They, like, sat him down. They were like, we need you to be president for life.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart. And so he hired you or the CIA hired you to
Nobody
stop
hired.
Him?
I don't work for anybody.
Oh, fuck. Just one last job. Mullen, we need one
so
last
if you,
thing.
So if you're doing one last job, CIA calls you. They say, we need you to do one last job.
Right.
First thing you got to do, assemble the team, right? So who are your
no,
boys? You
know,
we're the
not.
Team.
First
we're the
of
team.
All, there's no team.
No,
we're the team.
No, come
this
on.
Is some bullshit you learn from the movies, dude.
No,
if I'm
going
to talk
to
me about the reality of being a tier one operator, you have to understand that like once you get to an elite enough level, you know, it's not about the guy next to you because you can't trust anybody.
Mm.
Oh, because they might be double agents.
You have to be a superior operator, which means I'm well-trained in every type of combat.
Mm-hmm.
Snitching, which is something
that a
lot of people...
You're trained in snitching?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to snitch
yeah,
at
a
that
lot of
level.
People, you have to understand that being honorable, it's like in ancient Japan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The once the samurai were outlawed, they became ronin and they had nowhere to go. And there's a couple of them odd jobs here and there, but most of them were murdered by villagers because they had this code. But the ones that decided to become shinobi and embrace the
shinobi.
Dishonorable dark art of ninjutsu, those are the ones who survived.
That was
some of them even becoming turtles.
Oh, oh shit.
And you know Mike Shinoda from the DJ from Linkin Park.
Yeah. He's Shinobi.
He's actually Shinobi.
I didn't know that. This is a lot. We're learning a lot, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so wait. So you're saying that you don't have a team. You never assemble
a
team.
We're the team.
Of course
you
not.
Never go to like some guy's workshop and he's welding and you're like, stop it right there. And then he like lifts up the welding mask and he looks at you and he's like, come on.
I know how to weld. Why would I go to that guy?
Because he's in your team.
I don't need a team. I know how to weld.
Nick found me. I was getting my dick sucked on a hammock. Drinking a drink with a little umbrella on it.
Yeah, you don't have to go see like
no. Stop's
like,
only Stop's only
like,
there to weigh down the submarine.
And he was like, "Vacation's over.
When we need the submarine to sink."
Dive.
Everyone's got their part. I'm a team player. Yeah. I got nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, I think
15 degrees down bubble. Stop. Get that sandwich in your mouth.
I am.
Lieutenant Stop. Get that sandwich in your mouth.
18
degrees down bubble.
I will say that I am.
I just fart. It's like a hot air balloon in reverse. You know,
I
shit a little
I'm,
bit into the ocean every time.
What are the IDF ranks? So number one is Tattletale.
Yes.
Number two is rank two is
elite.
Liar.
Well, it's elite Tattletale.
Yeah.
There's Tattletale.
Yeah,
elite
Tattletale first class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby sniper.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Lieutenant child killer.
yeah.
It just goes by different flavors of Sabra hummus.
You don't know what
there's
they
Lieutenant
have to face.
Pine Nut.
There's a fucking seltzer.
Brigadier Deal Finder.
Yeah,
there's a penny saver.
Yeah, yeah.
There is
lawyer.
A coupon position.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Orthodontist.
There are lawyers in the American Army.
Orthodontist is the 4-star general, dude.
Yeah. Producers Guild rep. And then the highest rank in the IDF, somebody's nephew.
Don't forget Jap, which Adam is a Jewish American pussy. Call back,
call
baby.
Back to the first joke of the
call
episode.
Back. I have a hard dick.
I will say that, you know, since you work alone, right?
Yeah.
He does. I'm on the
and
team.
Since you're a tier one operator. Stav's
right.
on
we
the
established
team.
Established that.
No, he's not.
I'm the weight Wait. Submarine guy. And also the pussy eater and fucker.
There is no team, dude.
There's a team.
It's Task Force Bravo.
By the end of this, movie, you'll learn you're gonna be Logan at the end, dude.
Teams are a liability.
You're gonna give your life for me and
you
Adam.
You have to assume that no matter what, you're gonna get captured. On
That's
every
why
mission.
You'll never have a kid.
I've been captured. I've been captured on every mission I've ever been. They kind of plan for that.
Okay.
And then the
have
way
you
get
completed
out.
Completed one?
No, in the 1980s, they realized the best method of like exfiltration or whatever. Is to just make your super soldiers so incompetent that the enemy intelligence eventually has to admit that they're not actually intelligence operatives. That's starting to change because Otto Warmbier, who we sent over to spy on North Korea and steal that
steal that
choking hazard poster from the public bathroom because we wanted to know what their version of the Heimlich maneuver was.
Oh,
they, you know, they put him in a labor camp and he went into a coma and eventually died of botulism here. Mm. But we got him back, and that means that they never really picked up on the fact that
he
was
actually... Well, we got a corpse back.
Smart.
Well, we got back a man in a vegetative state, which is, in the eyes of the U.S. Army, mission
accomplished. He had a lot of
mission
other posters rolled up into his asshole. That's what you don't know.
So we
got
exactly,
his body
there were
back,
more posters.
And there was the choking hazard. There was a poster of Kim Jong-un dunking on Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I loved all the fucking dumb takes. When that story happened, people were like, you know, that's what happens to a white boy.
To a frat guy.
That's what a white boy wants to go over there and mess with another culture. It's
stop appropriating their culture.
You are a retard. You are a fucking idiot.
Well, he was from like UVA, right?
No, he's from, he lived in Ohio, I think.
I think he's from UVA. But yeah, everyone was like, yeah, he's some sort of frat douchebag that got
cracker
drunk
ass,
in mayo North
ass
Korea.
White boy.
Yeah.
I mean, why would Super you steal sad. A fucking thing from.
First of all, why would you go to North Korea?
Exactly.
Just don't go to North Korea. Yeah.
Go to South Korea. It's tight, dude. They got fucking great Korean barbecue.
Great internet.
They got.
The fastest internet.
Very fast internet.
You can become a Bitcoin
wow.
millionaire down there in South Korea.
Yeah.
And they had
check
bars.
Out some LG OLED TVs. Yeah. The next purchase for Cumtown coming soon. OLED TV.
OLED. You got a Kia Optimus. They got a ton,
oh, yeah.
shit ton of those.
When
I Hyundai's.
Daewoo's. Baby.
When I was over
Daewoo
there.
Lanos.
And soju. Soju tastes good.
Soju's dope.
You know? And they had something called Juicy Bars. Mm. I went over there to. When I was doing like show marine based shows, they had Juicy Bars, which is just a bar where they're
were those
sort
guys
of,
asking about me.
They're sort of prostitutes.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, they recognized me from being on the team officially.
But you work. Nick works alone.
Well, he says that, but by the end of this mission, he will. That's
a lot of people. A lot of people just listen to the show and they haven't seen me in real life and they don't realize that one of my eyes is actually a sniper scope.
Yep, absolutely.
It comes out of my head. I have it jammed in my face.
So you see like a crosshair every time you look at anything.
Yeah, one eye is just a regular eye that sees everything in Matrix code, and the other one is a
it's a sniper scope.
It's a sniper scope.
That's tight.
And actually, his dick is a sniper.
Yeah.
And his balls are the trigger.
Yeah.
He clanks them together.
Mm.
And
I also
fires.
Have like a cool scar that goes down my face.
Like mm-hmm. over your eye.
Over my eye. Well, I look like in Platoon.
Mm.
The scars on...
Which one?
That guy.
Not Willem.
Tom Berenger.
Tom Berenger. Mm. Yeah.
I don't remember what he looked like.
They modeled that guy after me.
Tom Berenger?
Yes.
What was your first war that you were like in? Was it Korea?
Spanish-American War?
I mean, that's all
Vietnam.
Classified. That's all classified information.
Yeah, I know that as a member of the team, but I'm not going to say it either.
And when I say it's classified, I don't mean my participation in one of the wars you've listed. I mean, there are secret wars that are going on that mm-hmm. people don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We've been...
remember the Dutch war we were in? Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
I've actually killed more Basque children than cuckoo clock accidents, which seems like a arbitrary. That's the number one thing that kills
absolutely
them.
Cuckoo clock accident.
Well, yeah, most cuckoo clocks there are just
I thought
a knife.
Those were from Switzerland.
You know how we
also
think it's a
the
bird?
Basque, the Swiss Basque,
the
that's
Swiss
who,
Basque.
That's who fucking mm-hmm. who loves they
separatists.
Fucking, I tell you, they love those damn cuckoo clocks.
Doot, doot.
It's
my impression of a cuckoo clock.
Okay, so I'll say this. Like, if you ever, like,
I'll tell you this. So a couple years ago, I had to go to Russia because...
yeah, I remember when we went there.
There was this old Soviet...
Yeah, I was there.
There was this old Soviet...
general?
Yeah, actually. Well, an ex-Soviet general that was in the Russian military. And he stole this, like, satellite that basically fires, like, a giant electromagnetic laser.
Whoa.
And he was going to fire it at London. So I had to go meet up with one of the women that worked at the satellite installation.
Is that like an EMP, like where it like shuts off all the electronics?
And I had to go
muscular pussy.
Yeah, I had to meet up with this woman that worked at the satellite space station where they controlled it. And then
what did she look like?
She was hot. I had to have sex with her. We had sex.
Yeah, I had sex. Yeah, with
she got kidnapped by. It
you
turns
had
out,
sex with her also.
Yeah, later
it turns
though.
Out that general was actually working for an ex British intelligence guy who had.
Whoa.
Who had turned.
So he's a bad guy now.
He became a bad guy, yeah. But me and him had worked together years earlier when we blew up a chemical weapons facility.
When he was a good guy.
Well, we thought he was a good guy. I guess he was always a double agent because that Russian general recruited him at that time, you know. But he held a grudge against me because I changed the timers on the bombs at the chemical plant from 6 minutes to 3 minutes.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Classic Muldog.
Well, I thought he was dead. So, you know, I was trying to save my ass. So I was having sex with this Russian woman, and then we drove around in my BMW for a while.
Nice.
That was a big part of it. And
yeah,
then,
I remember that.
Yeah, and then... Because
I fucked the BMW dealer's wife to
there was
get,
another
get
hot
the
woman, even hotter than the first woman, actually.
What, did the first lady turn out to be a bad guy?
No.
Nah. I thought the first lady on a mission typically ends up being a bad guy.
You haven't seen
it. Yeah, that's all movies, man.
Yeah.
As real tier
movies.
One operators.
Sorry. Continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, then, you know, there was another hot lady who I had sex with off camera.
Yeah, what do you mean off camera?
I mean in a different part of my life.
What do you mean off camera?
I mean in a different a different part of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
This story that happened.
I was videotaping everything.
Right.
Wait, so you
were trying to pitch this.
We were trying to pitch this on to True TV.
So you guys have this whole thing.
If he was there, I wasn't
me.
Aware of it. I don't know.
Yeah. See, so that's how
I was
good
too
I
busy
am.
Having sex and putting on my fucking tuxedo.
Oh, that is true. Stav is a master of disguise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You put on like a burqa.
Dude,
you could look like a Muslim lady. Or...
Nick, you know that first lady? That first super
costume.
Hot lady? Yeah, there's just a panda in Russia everywhere. Remember that panda you kept seeing in Moscow?
Wow, with the panda holding
the whole time.
Well,
holding
this point,
a
we're in Cuba. At this point, we're in Cuba.
Yep.
And then you know, I have sex with that girl one more time. And
Nick,
then,
by the way,
the second girl or the first girl?
Well, we go to the first girl. I didn't have sex with the second girl.
Yeah,
I actually I kill her in a fight where she has a grenade launcher and a machine gun of some sort, and then she gets. The helicopter she's attached to strangles her in the tree.
Yeah, and what's the what was the line that you said after she died?
Oh, a good. I always enjoyed a good squeeze.
A good squeeze.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Goldeneye.
Yeah. Continue.
No, it's not from the movie Goldeneye.
Really happened.
Yeah. It happened. Yeah.
Anyhow, so we go into the base and we turn off the Goldeneye. the computer codes.
Wait, Cuba. You're in Cuba.
We're in Cuba.
Yeah.
Are you driving an Aston Martin in this one? I keep forgetting what
no,
the car
is. BMW.
Did you do any gambling?
No, that's right. You already said BMW.
What's that?
Did you do any gambling or anything?
That was a different
installment. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Never mind.
But anyhow, I killed the guy. I killed the guy who was the traitor. You know, I threw him, you know, his back breaks.
Who, the British guy or the Russian general?
And then I met up with my obese friend from Texas who works for the CIA. Who
wasn't me.
Yeah.
Different guy.
No. In fact, I think that was Stav, actually.
No, it was
now,
a different guy. I was the panda.
As portrayed by fucking, what's that guy's, Billy Wayne Davis?
No, that's a comic.
No, Billy.
The guy from Varsity Blues.
No,
the
guy.
Fat guy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is his name? Joe Bob. Joe Don Baker. Joe Don Baker is who plays Stop.
Joe Bob.
No, that wasn't me.
Wait,
I remember I did a mission.
So how fat was this guy? Let's just break it down.
I remember I did a mission where I played cards and then they whipped my balls with something at one point. And then I fucked two women.
Whipped your balls?
I don't really remember exactly.
Was the eye patch guy?
They had, I think, yeah. I think they took like a seat. They cut the seat out.
Here he is. Here's
and
Stop.
They whipped my balls.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah,
me.
Joe Don Baker. I know
no.
that guy. Yeah.
No.
He's like,
he always calls, he calls James Bond Jimmy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy, if you want to fuck that girl, what I would do, he's always giving him fucking advice.
Well, that wasn't me. I was someone else. I was also James
Bond.
So
you killed the British guy.
I was a different James
Bond
with a bigger dick.
The movie's over, dude.
That's the
end of the movie.
What do you mean movie?
I mean, not the
That's
movie.
What we
That's
call our
story.
Mission.
That's what I call the story.
That's what we
Every
call our mission.
Mission is called
and
a
part
movie.
Part of my training is I sort of live my life vicariously through my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I have to I have to delude myself into thinking that I'm confusing my own life with movies that I've seen. That way, that's the only way I could accept the danger inherent to the missions
yes.
I've gone.
And all the murder, mm-hmm. all the killing you've done.
Yeah.
It would keep
you
up at night otherwise.
That, right. Really, how could you dream? Because you have so much trauma.
Mm-hmm. And as it stands, I sleep probably 17 hours a day. So
you do. We woke you up to just do this podcast. You're going right back to sleep.
Right. Yeah. I'd be asleep. I just get high and I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
When I'm not on missions, of course.
He sleeps in one of those astronaut sleeping bags, like on the wall.
I want to sleep in a fucking chamber, like a
hyperbaric chamber,
yeah,
like Michael Jackson.
I've decided when I die, no cremation. No. I don't want to be buried. I want a tomb.
Like a building. Well,
I want
we're
going to
bury Adam alive.
I want all of my. Yeah, you put Adam in a cat costume.
That's not fair.
And he's going to be sealed in the room with me.
You can interrupt his bits for eternity.
He's so boring.
With all of my precious jewels and rubies. I want all of my slaves sealed in my tomb with me.
We're going to pre-record Nick about to tell a story and then you saying some dumbass interjection and him yelling at you.
I want to be thrown in the ocean, just like my hero, Osama bin Laden.
How do I want to fucking be buried?
That's not actually what we did, by the way.
Yeah. What happened?
We fucked his corpse till it disappeared.
What do you mean?
What did we do with the corpse of Osama bin Laden?
He got away.
Yeah.
He got away?
He got away. First of all, I was on that boat.
Where he's back at Tora Bora?
I was on the boat. They said, I was about to go kill Osama bin Laden myself, and they were like, look, this one looks pretty open and shut. Why don't we let the kids handle this one?
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
sent in SEAL Team 6, who are honestly like the most unprofessional.
Pathetic.
They're literally pathetic.
Pathetic. They're a joke.
In my experience, as a professional mercenary.
Well, they got the name SEALs
because they're like
circus.
They well,
because
like they listen
balls
to,
on because
all
noses.
They listen to is Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah,
SEAL was the first member.
Yep.
Of SEAL team
stands for sucking and eating ass lesbian. The way a lesbian would.
I gotta say, lesbians probably eat ass good.
No, they don't, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're too focused on the pussy.
Yeah, but I feel like they're eating a lot.
The ass has no appeal to them. It's a hole.
I don't think
they
that's
can't,
true.
They don't appreciate penetration, so the ass is literally meaningless to them.
I think they appreciate plenty
the
of
pussy
penetration.
The pussy is something they sort of associate with pleasure, I guess, but the asshole is meaningless to them.
No.
No,
hey,
it
listen,
really
all our
is,
lesbian
dude.
Cum boys, pound off in the comments.
Is it true that lesbians' bodies turn into ash pillars if their skin touches sunlight?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right, I wasn't sure.
That's actually how I defeated one of my enemies.
It was a lesbian enemy?
Yeah. But it was Hillary Clinton.
And they can't see their reflections in mirrors.
That's right, and garlic.
And garlic, they hate it.
Them. Yeah.
And then once a month when their lover is going through menstruation,
oh,
then
it's
they feast.
Snack time.
They feast on the pussy.
They just put a straw in their pussy and suck. A big twirly straw.
Yeah. Isn't that?
Yep, these are all facts about lesbians that we all know.
These
I remember,
are real true facts.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing about public school sex ed. You learn stuff about this. And Trump is trying to get that out of the fucking curriculum.
He wants to get that out?
And frankly, I will not stand for it.
Dude,
I want my son to know
educated
about stuff.
Sex
Stav's
from a professional
never gonna have
gym
kids.
Teacher.
His balls are overheated from his thigh, his fat thighs.
I have beautiful
He's completely
balls.
Sterile.
No.
I'm, no, Stav's got that thigh.
Stav comes air.
I got
a
very
bit of stale
virile.
Air, like somebody punctured a tennis ball. That's what comes out of there.
I have a nice juicy load, thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's healthy, you know?
I doubt it.
It's pretty good.
That's not what I read in your dossier.
Taste of pussies?
Dude, did you wait? You broke into my dossier?
I didn't break into it. It's a manila folder that's...
Fuck, you're right. I
pretty
just leave it
pretty
out
not
there.
Secure. It's got... It does, not only does it have your name, it has your picture on the front. So, in case I... Well, whose dossier is this? Who's classified...
Fuck, it has his
name and his picture on
my
it.
My dossier is sealed because
I
they
thought,
don't want
I
any
thought
of
that's
the,
respect
you would think
between
it would be
operators.
A computer file.
Yeah.
Some sort of encrypted computer
file. No, it's
file.
Just in a file
no,
cabinet.
Yeah, it's just in a filing cabinet. It's a... Like the way you would store an old expense report.
And it just, it's a piece of paper and I just
it's
say,
a black and white picture of you wearing a turtleneck, as all dossiers have.
Oh. That's true.
The top secret
black turtleneck.
Top secret
and I'm looking away. I'm looking slightly off camera.
Steve
it's from
Jobs.
Above. Yeah.
You could be fat Steve Jobs for Halloween this year.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, we should do
you
a,
should be fat should... Trayvon.
Oh,
what a great Halloween costume. You know what'd be so funny is like a fat guy getting in trouble for doing like a blackface Halloween costume and then all these like woke media outlets are like, wow, this guy thought it'd be funny to do fat Trayvon, and then the guy's like, I was just doing Trayvon.
Yeah.
And then the BuzzFeed guy gets fired also for fat shaming.
Oh, that's good. That's two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
And I think that fat guy would teach everyone an important lesson. Mm-hmm. Just like Stav teaches me important lessons all day long.
To suck this dick till I come. That's your number one lesson. And right now you're failing. What's going to be our team Halloween costume, guys?
I think...
Let's be TLC.
I don't celebrate Halloween.
Let's be TLC.
I don't celebrate Halloween.
I call Left Eye.
As a sober person, I don't celebrate holidays anymore.
Dude, we'll all dress in costume.
The real religion is booze.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's... You know, all these people don't care about Cinco de Mayo. They just want to get drunk.
Listen, we'll just do a fucking bunch
Nobody
of coke.
Nobody gives a shit about Hanukkah.
No one cares about Hanukkah.
That's just an excuse to, you know, light a little candle up.
No.
Yeah, fuck
that's just
Hanukkah,
an excuse
dude.
To perpetuate anti-Greek stereotypes.
I can't wait to get revenge on the Jews for what they did to my people during
Hanukkah.
Well,
it's been about 3,000 years, and you guys still haven't had a comeback.
We're
going to
ratatatata that ass,
well,
dude.
We're still waiting.
We're going to ratatata.
I thought Hanukkah was when the Pharaoh fucking said you're not allowed to have candles. You're not allowed to have lamps anymore.
And Antiochus, the Greek governor,
had
pillaged the temple in Jerusalem.
Nobody
and put
cares.
It, put all his
nobody gives a
Greek
shit.
Idols of
nobody gives
real,
a shit about
gods.
The answer.
Young boys peeing. In
no,
in
no,
grown
I'll
men's
tell
mouths.
You what it actually is.
No, all the Greek idols that you guys worshipped.
Oh, my name is Joshua Tidbit.
That's another rank in the IDF.
Yeah.
Is Tidbit knower?
Yeah, that's intelligence. This is just tidbits. Yeah.
Actually.
Fuck Jews for Hanukkah, dude. And you just rub it in our faces by giving each other socks and other dumbass presents. What's the best Hanukkah present you've ever gotten?
My parents never did Hanukkah.
What?
We'd like light candles and then they'd write me a check.
So you did Hanukkah. You just got money.
Just
and
shit.
No, dude,
socks.
Fucking American kids.
You just had a shitty Hanukkah.
We didn't do Hanukkah.
No.
We just lit the candles and then they gave me money.
That's not true. American kids got eight presents.
Yeah, you
for
know,
eight
we didn't have
days.
It was kind of a rub. We didn't really do Christmas growing up. We just sort of had the tree and then I would get $500 from my
we
parents.
We ate a big ham dinner.
My parents never gave me $500. They gave me like $25. And American kids, all my friends, would get fucking eight presents over 8 days. And I would just get a fucking cold check.
Oh, this is funny that you say American kids. Trying to give yourself a different cool ethnic identity.
You're
American, bitch.
My parents aren't American.
You're American, bitch.
Yeah, all you have to do to be American is be fucking born here.
I'm American, but I'm saying people with American families.
That's what
families.
Being an American is.
Our family is Jewish.
I try to weasel your way out of it. That's the thing you can't do.
Basically, if
but
you have a different...
You are American. There's no American aristocracy, so if you hate rich people and you suddenly start making money, guess what? That's you, motherfucker. You can't dial it back and say, oh...
First
I do
all,
say American.
Stop pointing a knife at me.
Yeah, you do have a knife
while you're
right
making
now.
A point.
That is true.
That was pretty menacing. Stop pointing a knife at me.
You know what? I saw a Spanish guy doing it on the bus.
Yeah.
And it's fucking...
That was
I love
scary.
It.
Yeah.
Well, the way you get away with it is you hold a piece of fruit in the other
That's
hand.
That's true.
And then nobody then... Nobody
yeah,
and
it's kind
of my
kiwi.
Little pieces
yeah.
Of apple.
Let me tell you something, puppy.
Just plant doing butterfly now, knife tricks.
You're a rich American.
You're American, but I'm not.
I'm not rich.
You're rich now, motherfucker. We're all rich, and we're all pieces of shit.
It's true.
We're bad people.
True. We are bad people. I never said we're not.
Yeah.
We're not rich yet, though.
Maybe that's the attitude. That's the fucking attitude that makes it a problem.
What?
Oh, well, I'm not rich. I have money now, but I'm not rich.
No, well, we're... I mean, by the standards of what constitutes wealth, no, we're not rich.
There you are. I mean,
Nick, you're rich this year.
You're rich. I'm rich. Yeah, I'm
rich. You're doing great.
But you're making like a base salary off the show of like $60,000 a year.
Probably less than that, yeah.
No, it's that much.
It's like $50,000 a year. I mean, it's great. I'm not complaining about it. Skip, boss, man. But yeah, no,
it's,
I mean,
it's
that doesn't put me in the 1%.
No, for personal incomes, first of all, you have other money coming in. You had another job.
Mm-hmm.
So for a single person making more, I mean, the average
negative.
Not household income, but personal income is somewhere around $30,000. So you are a rich person. Sorry.
I'm still negative $60,000. So
well,
in terms of wealth. So I could do beer bongs with kids from Long Island for 3 years in college. I took
yeah
out
well I've been making
a little bit of debt.
I'm rich because I've been making thousands off my personal club appearances. I just show up at the club, you know, like I'm Cardi B.
That's a good
people have no idea how much money I've made in cryptocurrency.
Oh yeah,
you're made a fucking zero. You just follow the numbers on your cell phone.
No, I have investments in crypto.
No,
yeah,
you don't.
Dude.
Yes, I
he's
do.
Rich
dude. I've made like I mean, I don't want to say it on the podcast, but something like $40 million.
Yeah, we'll edit this out later.
It's on paper, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's in the calculator.
But after taxes, that's what, like 38? Who cares, you know?
It's actually like 20.
No, I know. As a rich person.
The government takes way more than that, dude. It's a fucked up system.
I know, dude. Taxation is theft now that I have money.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm happy to pay taxes to live in a good society.
Did you make an have you been making estimated quarterly payments? Okay. All right.
But it's yeah. Actually, fuck. Did I this quarter?
You didn't. The 16th of July was your last deadline.
Fuck.
You fucking piece of shit. I did.
I planned to.
I did.
Fuck. I got to. I got.
I'm fucking on my shit. I pay my taxes. I don't try to cheat anybody out of them either.
You sort of.
You write off pencils.
Yeah, those are fucking office supplies.
I need to get you to help me write shit off this year, dude.
You probably shouldn't. I'm going to get fucking audited.
Yeah, actually,
yeah,
you're right.
You write off crazy shit.
I write off everything. But, I mean, the thing is writing stuff off is different than, like, that's the kind of cheating on your taxes I don't think is a fucking problem.
Yeah, I agree.
The shit that rich people do is they'll, like, buy a piece of art for, like, $200 and then donate it to, they'll get it appraised by some asshole for like $20,000, donate it to a place, and then write off the $20,000 appraisal price. So you make an invisible profit, and then you write that. There's all these shitty ways.
Yeah, they know
you
so
turn
much
yourself
shit.
Into a corporation, invest all your personal income in it, and then when the corporation grows, you take your money out as capital gains, which is taxed at like
10%. Really? Damn.
Yeah, there's all these ways you can just be a fucking piece of shit,
that
1%
shit sucks.
And keep money from the government. It's really the people that are the fucking worst are people that have personal incomes of like six figures and up, and somewhere in like if you're making like $100,000 to $200,000 a year, like people that would be qualified as like mass affluent or whatever, they're the showiest, they're the most bitter because most of the time they like, you know, did work their way up to that point.
Right,
so they're
right.
Like, fuck poor people. I fucking worked and got to where
Escalade.
I am. And they're like not capable of seeing like a lot of that is just luck and circumstance.
Right, of course.
It doesn't, I mean, fucking privilege doesn't mean that your dad was rich. Privilege means you fucking knew a guy at the place you worked at.
Right place, right time.
You're the one
stuff.
Person that got that, you know, promotion. Yeah. It's fucking, you really don't do as much as you think you fucking
do. Oh, absolutely.
Do. But those people get fucking slammed on, like, the marginal tax rate. Meanwhile, the people that make, like, $1 million a year have, like, wealth advisors that are like, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out. So you only pay 10%, you know,
damn,
in taxes.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked, dude.
Yeah,
I say.
Yeah, I think
simplify
the
motherfucking
riche,
tax code.
I think the nouveau riches are disgusting with their diamond studded watches. I think the way to be a classy rich person is to make it from your grandfather's dad. You know, for him to pass it down, and for you to be a professional philanthropist.
Well,
which
look,
means
I mean, I make excluding my crypto profits, I make about $850 million a year.
Yeah.
And 90% of that is comes from the federal government. It's contract killing that I do for the federal government. So, I mean, of course I'm going to pay my fair share of taxes because that money just comes back to me when I murder some Chinese guy that threatened a railroad company, you know, for reparations.
You killed a Chinese guy just obstructing Amtrak.
That's the kind of shit, dude.
Well, you killed him with the train.
Look, who do you think the government's going to try and kill? Some high-profile political figure? No, it's the little guys that are just sort of annoying. Mm. Because nobody's going to suspect that it was a highly trained mercenary.
Interesting.
You know, that pushed that homeless man on the track.
How do you get, like, how do you correspond with the
homeless
government?
Homeless guy.
Yeah, dude. The government hates homeless people.
Oh, I didn't know
that. You don't
think
that's fucking obvious?
Yeah, they smell.
They got me around to clean up the streets, take over, you know, get up the scraps that Father Winter couldn't take care of. You know what I mean?
Do you know that
is that what Giuliani was up to?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that why New York is
a homeless vagrant at Union Square begging for change?
Yes.
Makes on average $5,000 an hour.
Those are my favorite local news stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This man pretending to be disabled when he's only kind of disabled.
Right, right. He's still living in the streets.
After pretending to be homeless, he leaves in his brand new Toyota Camry and drives all the way to his home 45 minutes away in a lower middle class suburb where he lives off food stamps and thinks about killing himself all day. It's bad enough that this man tugs at your heartstrings for pocket change in 95 degree heat, but we can't let him get away with it, so we're going to bully him into killing himself tonight at 5 o'clock on Eyewitness News.
Yeah, and then a commercial for fucking Monsanto comes on.
Yeah, yeah. We need more subsidies to create a new type of bumblebee that already has the cancer in the honey. You don't have to wait until it gives you cancer. You can just eat the cancer.
Woo! USA! USA!
USA! Suck my dick.
Yeah, those
I
are
am
the best.
Gay.
Yeah, I was reading about, there was, so in 2012 when the Chick-fil-A thing happened.
Yeah, the gay thing.
The gay thing, yeah. Chick-fil-A said, if he's a faggot, you ain't getting sandwiches.
That was a direct southern
company.
It was from Atlanta.
Well, it was a cow on a billboard that wrote, "I hate faggots," but the G's were backwards.
Yeah, well, faggots is what cows call chickens.
Yeah. These faggot chickens are...
These fucking queer chickens. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
so,
beautiful metaphor.
Well, the CEO, fucking, you know, did the whole, you know, same set. I support the institution of marriage. All these people were boycotting Chick-fil-A. Of course, it backfired, you know, whatever. That's neither here nor there. There was this guy, ironically named Adam Smith, that made a video of him going through a drive-thru. And he's the CFO of some fucking biotech firm. And he goes through this drive-thru and he's like, I'm gonna give it to him. I'm about to do it. And then he's going, there's this stupid dickless protest where people go into Chick-fil-A and asking for free water. And then they lose money on the cup. Ugh. So people would go to Chick-fil-A and
oh my God,
the lady at the drive-thru, nice lady, you know. She goes, he's like, "Is this my free water?" She goes, "Yes, it is." And he goes, "Okay, you know why I'm getting this for free today?" She's like, "No, you know." And he's like, "Because Chick-fil-A is an awful, evil company." And she's like, "Well, you know, I disagree. I think it's an okay place to work, you know." And he's like, "How do you live with yourself, you know?"
To the
like,
woman who fucking works.
To the minimum wage woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's obvious. Obviously, this guy's in the fucking wrong and he's a retard. And she handles it pretty well. He drives off. Posts a video on Facebook. Within 24 hours, he's fired. He's lost his job. It, like, completely backfires.
Good, fuck him.
Well, good fuck him to a certain extent. This
I mean,
was in 2005.
He lose his job.
Yeah, conservatives hopped on it, and then people like you, like vindictive liberals, you know, who just want an opportunity to shame somebody.
I mean, I don't
also
fucking...
jumped on it. This man's life is ruined now.
No,
he got moved
up.
To Portland, got another job, immediately was fired.
I mean, why go to Portland though? You know,
he's
gonna
still.
Get you.
What do you mean? Why go to Portland? He's like a guy that's like he's protesting the homophobic statements. He's not. He's
no, I'm
he's
joking.
Just some
I'm
fucking pro same sex marriage liberal. It has the Portland's not the fucking problem. You know, it's not. This is a guy that's being hounded by conservatives, and then also just this online fucking mob that likes, you know, any opportunity they have to. Oh, I can hurt someone and feel like a good person. It's a way to fuck up somebody's life, but also feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
Which is all that's happening in the case. Nobody gives a shit about that fucking woman. If they did, they wouldn't be continuing to fuck up this guy's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did. And then eventually he had to write a book because he's like living in a fucking RV.
About shame culture?
About being shamed. And, you know, the guy's a moron, so he doesn't really take any personal responsibility in that situation. And so I don't know if the book's bad or not, but all the reviews for it on Amazon are like 1 star. I don't even read this shit. I'm not giving this guy any money. And it's like, what is the fucking point anymore? No, I don't know if the book is good or bad, Adam, but
it might be good.
They're leaving negative reviews because they want to continue to fucking harass this man for a 2-minute video he made where he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole, and he's also just trying to be you.
I don't get
people are the same as him.
Don't fucking unplug the wires from my speaker.
Anything.
Stop fucking touching those. Get your fucking hands off those speaker terminals.
Are you for real?
I'm serious, dude. Don't fucking touch those. Don't do that. Keep your fucking hand off.
I didn't touch anything. I wasn't even touching it. You couldn't even
see. I can see it moving.
How?
Your hand's behind it.
It was
don't touch it.
You were touching it.
Just don't fucking touch it.
I didn't touch it.
I'll point that fucking knife right at your goddamn eye.
God, I hope you fucking slit his throat.
Wait, but what grounds was he fired from his job? Like, what grounds did they give him to fire him?
First of all, a couple years ago, if you publicly shame someone online, they would fire you for any reason. It's just, we don't want this negative publicity. It does not matter. I feel like maybe we're turning a corner with that.
His employment was like at will or something. They could just let go of him for no reason.
Most places are like
that. Yeah, dude. If you're at the executive level of a company, you're a representative of that company no matter fucking what. I mean, imagine the CEO. Anybody that's that high up, the shit that you do outside of work reflects on the company.
No matter fucking what.
So if for him to go be an asshole, regardless of how he's being an asshole or whatever nuanced look you want to take at that situation, if it makes the company look bad because people are having a negative reaction to it, you're going to get fucking fired.
Yeah. It seems like he should have maybe explored a wrongful termination lawsuit. As an attorney myself, I think that's probably kind of flimsy grounds for dismissal.
No, it isn't.
It's not?
I mean,
that he made a video on Facebook? Like, what does that have to do with his job?
What did Nick just say?
I heard what he just said.
Yeah, if you're an executive, you don't fucking have that kind of shit.
It's a biotech company.
Yeah, they can fucking, they sexually harass people and stuff. You can do whatever
you want
in Silicon Valley.
They make pills to make people not be gay anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I'm trying to actually find a solution. What are you doing, Chick-fil-A?
Well, my favorite part of the video at the drive-thru is he's about to pull away, but, you know, he's taping it. So you see the
car stop.
While
he's driving?
You see the car stop. He's like, I'm not even gay, by the way. I'm completely heterosexual.
Hilarious.
He's like, there's nothing homosexual about me, but I just think it's wrong what your company's doing.
Ugh.
Dude, that's so stupid.
That guy does suck so
hard. He's also like, you don't really like gay people. You're clarifying
FYI,
that.
FYI, I'm not
shitty
one of them.
But the thing is, it's like a lot of people are fucking shitty.
Yeah.
People shouldn't be homeless and unable to feed their family
because
they're shitty.
Yeah.
Every,
I agree.
Every CEO of every company is probably, I mean, they don't probably make public statements about being homophobic, but they're probably shitty people, you know?
Yeah, most CEOs.
Oh, sure. But that's the thing is, most actual rich, like super fucking rich people,
they shut the
are
fuck
ghosts.
Up.
Nobody knows who the fuck they are.
Right.
It's true.
They drive a Prius.
They're anonymous.
They live in like a, you know, a bigger, you know, whatever house, but then they have tens of millions of dollars in the bank and you have no idea who the fuck they are.
That's not true. They don't live in normal houses. They live in fucking just separated from the rest of society.
Yeah, but
completely.
I mean,
in New York they do.
Yeah, in New York they live in normal,
maybe in
you
New
know,
York
apartments and shit, but it's not like, you know, it's not like the houses that fucking, you know, Mark Wahlberg lives in.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, that's
they're not
true.
Doing
they're
that
just
shit.
Like nice big houses.
There are a lot of very wealthy people that are not like flashy money people. You're right. I mean, like, it's kind of, that's a sign of someone that's not yet wealthy.
Oh yeah, baby. That's why I'm going to get a gold tooth
like
and some
chains. With our Vitamixes.
You don't have
you
a
don't,
Vitamix.
You, first of all,
I'm
stop
losing.
Trying to steal.
Well, I have to buy one for my new apartment.
Oh, there you go.
It's my roommate.
Welcome.
I'm getting into knives now. That's my new thing.
Someone was saying you can't order butterfly knives in New York City.
Dude, you can't have any knife in New York City. Every fucking knife.
Not even
knife.
A Swiss Army knife?
Here's how it works. If you get caught with a knife, any kind of fucking knife, a cop's going to take it, and they're gonna do this thing where they open it a little bit with their fucking hand, and then they're going to keep doing this with their wrist over and over and over again until the blade
comes
out.
He's flicking. He's flicking his wrist.
And then they're going to say, oh, this is a gravity knife, so you're going to go to jail. Gravity knife is a thing that hasn't existed since, like, the 1950s. It's a giant, like, fucking eight-inch knife.
Hell yeah.
That you swing and it
comes
out.
Oh, those are the...
It's like huge fucking... Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
I want one of those.
Oh, with the button?
The police have been able to, like, just loosely redefine gravity knives, which are, like, outlined in the law as being illegal, as anything that they can fucking flick their wrist and open. So you're really not safe carrying any kind of knife whatsoever in New York. Don't worry about, like, you know, people say, oh, if it's less than 3.5 inches, you're fine. It's not. If they
it's
wanna,
the Adam's dick rule.
If they want to find a way to fucking...
That's true.
Yeah.
It's 3 inches.
If they want to find a way to arrest you for it, they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should put away this machete.
That's what I love about that fucking piece of shit. First of all, every Instagram ad is fucking the most obnoxious shit in the entire world.
Yeah, it's always like a subscription services for like fucking bow ties.
Yeah, it's all like you know, it's the bespoke post one. Somebody had a comment on one of those. It was like the funniest shit. Somebody was like, yeah, this is great if you've never had a friend with bad taste who got married and you had to be part of the wedding party. Because it's all that. It's like fucking, you know, premium leather suspenders and
right,
a fucking straight razor kit, you know, like just all this bullshit you don't
fucking
need.
Unicycle maintenance tools.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of shit. I hate that bespoke post.
What's
company
bespoke?
It's that kind of shit, dude.
It's just like
A little, you get a cigarette holder and a fucking
steampunk shit.
That exactly. Yeah. But like bro steampunk.
Yeah, hell yeah, I know the vibe.
Dude,
you know?
Yeah.
Very like 2010 hipster.
Yeah, I guess, which has now been like dispersed to the culture at large.
Yeah.
And now people are like, yeah, I really like, you know, like Red Wing boots and fucking that kind of dumb shit.
So, like,
those are good boots,
Mumford and Sons.
They're not good boots.
I want to get boots.
No, man, it's Sambas. You wear only Sambas. It's the only shoe anyone should wear.
I want boots for the winter. Where do I get a nice boot?
The boots I have that I schemed out of the garbage.
I think the only boots you should be allowed to wear are like whale skin covered in fur and then a string wrapped around the entire thing, like a like an Inuit.
Those seem warm.
You should have like a very igloo-y look.
I wouldn't be opposed. I just, do they, you know, what do they, what's the traction like?
Are you surprised, Rev?
No, not yet.
Really?
I think it arrives today.
God damn it.
Yours arrived and I'm jealous.
I was so happy.
I want boots, man.
Both Adam and Stav got pocket pussies.
We're going to tape them together and fuck.
The problem is they don't make child dick-sized pocket pussies in America because it's illegal.
Why would that be a problem for
you? What do you mean? A child could have sex with a woman.
No, they can't.
It just wouldn't feel that hit the back walls.
No, they needed to buy child vagina pocket pussies, so they've been waiting for them to clear customs. You got to get them from Japan.
That's a good idea to address
where they invented pedophilia.
Hey, whoa,
that's not true.
Right in front of me, dude.
Thailand.
You're going to claim a different culture invented pedophilia?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's
give
that's
us democracy and pedophilia. That's our two, those are our two big ones.
How are you going
to
do that? You
then
know
why isn't pedophilia a Greek word?
It is.
Case closed, motherfucker. Case closed. No, it's Japanese.
Pedophilia.
You ever look up the names of like Japan, like video game, like American video games in Japan, but like games that are made by Japanese people?
No,
they like just fuck up their own language to make like Super Mario Brothers is like a Super Mario Bruzero. Sonicu Jehejahagu is like one of them. Like, that's the Japanese name of it. It's not whatever the Japanese word for hedgehog
is.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that, dude.
They just talk like a racist version of themselves.
That's tight.
Yeah.
I wish more countries did that.
Dude, they submit, dude.
That's right.
Japan has bent to the knee.
Ever since.
That's not true, dude. They
ever
got
since
their
that fucking.
Plans.
Ever they since that. Plans. Ever since that.
Yeah.
We can't take credit
for
that.
They know what the fuck's up.
Our families weren't Americans.
I know. I didn't do anything. Yeah.
It was Nick's family. Nick's Irish family.
Mm-hmm.
They're all responsible for
that. Did you have relatives that fought in World War II?
No, of course not.
What? Your grandpa wasn't in World War II?
Nope. No.
What was he, a deserter?
No, one of my grandfathers was born in like 1931, and the other one was
so just... So he didn't go to Korea?
The other one just like sort of fucked around. I don't...
Really?
Yeah, actually, you know what? He was born in like 1920, so he would have been like 15 when the war ended. No, 25. So
that's prime fighting age.
He just didn't
do anything. Deserted.
What?
He didn't desert.
Did he not get drafted?
No, he was in the Navy. He just, I don't think he did anything.
He didn't do anything. Oh, so he fought, but he didn't.
Nick's such a yellow-bellied.
Yeah, you got coward in your blood.
Coward.
No, both of my grandfathers were in the military.
Oh. They just didn't do anything?
Yeah, well, one of them is like a weird guy. He was like kind of a con man, so I don't know anything about him.
Hell yeah.
Never drank in his entire life. He had a secret family in Louisiana.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You had a secret.
He's a flim flam man. That's
My other grandfather was like a Navy pilot.
Ooh,
but he didn't fight?
Not in World War II. No, he like.
What about Korea?
No, he was deployed in like the Baltic tracking submarines.
That's tight. Yeah, my grandfather was in Italy doing cartography, like maps.
Yeah, so drawing pictures.
Like, no, but he'd like
doodling. Yeah.
Doodling and raping.
But he didn't rape.
Yeah,
you said he did
rapist.
On an earlier episode.
You try and call me yellow. I'll fucking cut your ass up, dude. Come over here.
Uh-oh.
Don't put the knife down.
My grandmother.
It's not funny.
I'm
going to
turn your socks red. Come here.
That's my Achilles tendon. That's my Achilles tendon. It's from Greek mythology, stop.
I'm going to wet your ass up with my Swiss Army knife.
My grandfather got caught in the
what's the deal
in a war with Bulgaria.
Don't
after
do it.
World
Don't
War
say
II.
It. Don't say some stupid bit about the Swiss
ahead.
Army, Adam. I know that's where you're going to go. What's up with the Swiss Army? They just have like gadgets. Is that what you're going to say? Something along those lines?
Well, no. The Pope's guards are called the Swiss
and they just look like clowns. they're like clowns.
that's an interesting question and one that we need to look into.
But
further.
There's no Swiss Army, but the Pope's guards are called the Swiss.
I bet there's Swiss a guard. Very there's a barely interesting reason that's not a good joke for that. So you should look that up and then tell us.
I'll get back to you on the next
Thanks,
episode.
Man. Thanks for doing that.
Can you put the knife away? Just
no, dude.
It's
I've
been a weird episode. With
you know,
this
a lot
knife.
Of people love
the James Bond stuff was good.
The thing about a knife that's good is that, you know, it gives you not the same amount of power that a gun has.
Right.
But enough power that you can wave it around the room.
Sure, sure.
And people aren't allowed to say anything about it.
I think, like, when I was studying abroad, there were, like, British kids, and I think that their street violence is better than American street violence. They have a lot more stabbings and like
I'm gonna take your lives off, bruv.
Yeah, because they don't have guns. Because in America we have guns and they don't.
I'm
have
gonna
guns
def
there.
This boy up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get in there and pop his drums.
I'm
come
gonna
here,
slice
boy.
Off your bell end.
Give
pop
him
it.
Give him a Chelsea smile.
We're gonna make him Jewish. Come here, get your willy on the table. We're gonna give him a Manchester haircut. We're giving him a Manx bowl cut, mate. It's a new type of haircut. We're talking about your willy. And cut it off.
We're going to slice up your bullocks, mate. What do you think of that, Adam?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
We're going to slice off your bollocks.
Cut your fucking dick off.
And then your balls. We're going to slice up your balls so they look like a tiger got to them.
I would love the idea of just doing this to like a stranger waiting in line. I wish I had that power.
I don't know. I just think that if you
guys... Yeah, you motherfucker. I'm going to cut your dick off. I'm going to cut your balls off. And the police show up, and they're just there every week. I'm always at that Chick-fil-A doing the same thing.
You're like, doing right, it for gay rights, though.
Put the knife down, Nick. Come on. You got to... What is it called? 51-150?
51-50?
Yeah, 51-50. It's in California.
Gay man on the loose.
When in California, the cops are allowed to just take you directly to the mental hospital.
Whoa.
Just
for
allowed
being
to,
loco?
For being crazy, yeah. You can just go to the... You get, instead of jailing people, you can get fucking...
And then are you there indefinitely?
I don't know, but the cops can commit people. Damn. That's what a 51-50
That's
is.
That's too much. That's too much power,
to
I
answer
think.
Your question, if you guys cut off my dick and balls...
Well, cut off your dick, slice up your balls.
Slice up my balls. I think that it would just... I would... be pretty pissed and maybe need to take a week or two off the podcast. I would be ticked.
We'd finally have a trans
ticked.
Member on the show and nobody would be allowed to say that we're fucking racist anymore.
That's true.
It was supposed to be stuff.
Sav's trans in a way that his body produces a bunch of estrogen.
Yeah, because you are what you eat.
You eat estrogen pills?
Estrogen. I mean, pussy, fuck.
You eat a bunch of estrogen? All right, estrogen. Okay. I didn't know you even needed to take it that far. I figured it was just your weight pressing on your small testes, your small
deformed balls. I got big fat balls.
But I did used to eat my mom's chocolate women's vitamins.
You ate your mom's pussy?
No. Ew. Pussy? What the fuck, you guys? No. I ate her vitamins.
That when Sav was born, he ate his mom's pussy.
I ate her chocolate.
That's why he got so fat.
Yeah.
What? Well, how would that make me fat?
They're like, I think this is the umbilical cord, but it might just be a Twizzler. I've never seen this before. No. Yeah, I'm sorry, but your son is premature? No, he's pre-diabetic. He's not premature. He's actually was in there a little too long.
I was just eating candies, dude.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. You have a rare disease that's known commonly as Entenmann's pussy. No, I'm not a doctor. I know the door code. My wife gave birth 2 weeks ago, so I come in here. I'm trying to get on SNL, so I'm doing more of like a man on the street sort of thing.
I like the idea of a baby.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll leave. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no, you actually can't call the cops because it's not illegal to say things to people. So
it's First Amendment.
Yeah, enjoy your fat baby, you dumb bitch. Yeah,
I would.
Oh, you know Lorne? Well, then my name is Aaron Glazer.
Hey,
I'm a triple threat.
Shots. I'm a triple threat. I do improv, I do stand up, and I rape girls.
Yeah. I took that one from you.
You took a bit from me.
I took it from you. How's it feel, you motherfucker?
I tried to take it back because we said rape at the same time was cute. No, I thought that's what synergy.
I think that's synergy,
and I think that's business solutions.
Dude, I love slicing people.
Slicing feels good.
I can't wait to just go to Times Square on New Year's and give people a couple little nicks.
Can we call this the knife episode?
Nick just confessed. That's premeditated knife crime, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You confessed to a fucking crime on
First of all, I would never. Times Square is for tourists, you know?
The real murderers go to fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lower East Side.
Just run up to the New World Trade Center and start giving it a couple slices on the
wall. That's a good place.
It's not as bad as what they did on 9/11.
Puerto Rican ISIS made a couple of slices on the New World Trade Center today.
Yeah.
Are you looking at me?
We want to establish a global caliphate, bro. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to like stab everyone that's like not down with our jihad. You know what I'm saying?
That's not bad. That's not a bad character.
That's cool. Yeah. Puerto Rican jihad.
Puerto Rican ISIS.
Yeah, bro. Like I'm saying, like ever since I've been Mujahideen, bro. Like I've been like, you know, you getting a lot of pussy, you know, from virgin girls that just want to join ISIS and be brides and shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Pussy.
It's like playing GTA.
They put like a gay guy in like a low rider, right? And then the water's already up to his neck, and then they just lower the hydraulic until his head's under the water. Gay guy's like, no, please stop. Blah 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 blah. That's how they kill.
Woo!
All right. Enough.
That was pretty good.
This is a long one.
Oh, shit.
How long did we do? Hour and a half, I think.
Nice. Yeah. We're done.
Bye, guys.